couple of strange ones this week. Today's not any better, I promise you.
Please put down your cornflakes. Hi, Ireland Show. Something to discuss on your dilemma. A lad I've been on a couple of dates with invited me over to his house on Saturday night for pizza and a couple of drinks. Night was going well. We'd eaten the pizza and enjoyed our drinks, and we were sitting in the kitchen when he stood up, walked out the back door and disappeared for a minute. He came in and sat back down at the table, and I asked, "Where did you go?" You will not believe his answer. He said, "I went to the Jacks." I asked if he meant in the garden, and he said, "Yeah, it's just handier than going all the way upstairs."
Wow.
What made it worse was that I'd seen earlier he has artificial grass out the back garden. I've been thinking about it all week. This isn't normal, right?
Oh, lads.
Me, oh my. Oh me, oh my, you make me sigh. What? Nah, get up the stairs and go to the toilet. What are you going on your artificial grass for? I had a go at Ashley. We have a little bit of artificial grass on the in the back. Now, in fairness to her, it looks like grass, so I get it. But I've been trying to train her to not go on it because I have in my head that it's not nice.
Yeah.
What's your man doing going out in the artificial grass? No, you're dead right. That's not right. Your toilet is upstairs. Mm. Whoa, you have to walk up the stairs to go to the loo. Don't, please do not defend this guy. Please.
I'm not going to defend. But what I'm going to say is this. Ashley does go out the back. And like
she's
my Jessica does go out the back sometimes. But like, is there any difference here, like in terms of if you got dog or cat wee out there and some man pee?
Hang on a second. The difference is that the dog doesn't know. This is a grown human.
What's your issue is that you might be lying in it or playing in the grass.
Don't think it's like, even if it was grass. Like, unless you had a load of people over in the house and it was a house party and the toilets were full and you really needed to go. In that case, yeah, let your man go out the back. He was on a date. He was on a date with a girl in the kitchen and you got up to go out the back garden and he had no shame in telling you that he went out on the artificial grass. I'm sorry. On a, how many dates has he been on?
They said they'd been on a couple before that, so maybe third date.
I think she's dead right to message us. I think somebody needs to say that it's not okay to go on artificial grass.
No, what I will say is, my concern on this is actually kind of other issues. Number one is the laziness. Is that who he is
exactly.
as a person?
Like, walk up your stairs.
But my second issue here, it's not clear, but I'm gathering from it. See, if he walked back in and sat at the table,
he didn't wash his hands.
Did you kiss him afterwards? I want to know.
No, I think actually, like, I know that, you know, I've said it's hard to meet people and stuff, but I do think it says a lot about a person if he willingly told you that and knew, like, I can't get my head around. Like I said, if there was a reason for it, if the house was full, you know, if the toilet was blocked upstairs and you had to go. Mm. Like, we've all gotten into situations where we've had to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your garden.
I never went in my garden.
Okay.
The National Heritage Park I had to go when I was younger. But no, I'm just saying that, you know, there are incidents, but
where
this is not
outside.
It. As you say, this just sounds a little bit like he couldn't be bothered to make the trip up the stairs to go to the toilet. And as he said, if he didn't wash his hands, there's an awful lot to dissect here. And there's also a question over what kind of person. I have to say I'd be out. And I rarely say to people, give up on something. But I think I don't know how I'd get past it.
Okay, I'm just going to start with one from Dorina. I had a lodger once. He used to stand at the front door smoking and peeing.
Stop.
I live in a bungalow with a toilet 5 steps from the front door. He was evicted.
Smoking and peeing. He was killing 2 birds.
All the neighbours see us Flanagan though? That's what I mean.
Oh, the Flanagan is back.
085-102-9103. Give us your thoughts. Well, I think we're mostly agreed it's not quite normal. Let's start over here. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, lovely. How are you? You nearly spat out your tea, did you?
Oh my God, guys, this is just horrific. If that's his behaviour on a date, you need to run.
Yeah, it's not okay, isn't it not? Like, she's fair enough to be asking us.
100%. Like, if this is his behaviour when he's trying to impress her, God only knows what's next to come. Like, look, we've all been caught out.
Yeah.
We've 100% all been caught out, but he was in his own home.
Yeah.
It probably took him just as long to go outside than it did up the stairs.
Mm. Yeah, it's
the laziness and also the question over the hand washing, I think, is our big factors here.
pure laziness, 100% didn't wash his hands.
He's not on his own. We just got a message in. I won't give the girl's name. She said, had an ex who did this in college, an ex for a reason. So indecent, lazy, and also disrespectful. Have some decency, especially when on a date. I mean, it is just like common courtesy that when you're sitting at a table with somebody that you would think that you would, you know, like do the
thing. Put on your best behavior.
Yeah. As you say, Lauren, want to impress.
100%. Like, it's, first of all, it's basic manners and basic hygiene, but then you always go the extra mile when you're trying to impress someone.
Yeah. Well, you'd like to think so, you know.
You would hope so.
There's a baseline. Anyway, listen, darling, thank you so much. Sorry about your tea. Hope you can enjoy the rest of it.
Not at all.
Have a good Thursday, love. Bye. 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 Bye.
All right. Let's read some of the messages coming in. No prob Rob was on to us. Nope. Not on. Rub his nose in it. And don't bother talking to me ever again. That's what you do with a dog.
I haven't even done that with Ashley. Alan and Tip. I would be more disgusted about the artificial grass than having a pee in the back garden. I think most people who grew up in a house with an upstairs loo have used the back garden at some stage. I mean, again, right? Being caught out or, you know, having a late night and loads of people in the house. Mm. There's certain things that I would probably make an allowance for on a one-off.
Yeah.
Didn't look or sound to me like this was a one-off, you know?
Catherine says, God, that's vile. Is he living in a mansion that he couldn't make it up the stairs? And did he wash his hands in the kitchen sink and dry his hands in the tea towel?
Oh.
Too many questions. It's a big no-no. He has no shame.
Now, Trina's been on.
Okay.
And she's defending her man. She said, my man would do this. In fact, I'm sure that he has. But you know what else he does? He provides, works so hard, takes out the bins, maintains the gardens, fixes everything that breaks in our home, plumbing, the roof, the heating, and he loves us unconditionally. He might be a great man, just a bit rough around the edges. I mean, Trina, maybe that you can say that, and it's so lovely that you have that partner, but if you had seen that on a first date or a second date, do you know what I mean? Would you have stuck around is the question there I would have.
Cider was on as well. He's not just lazy, he's dirty. Who does that? Imagine your friends coming over with kids or your young nephews or niece. They're playing outside on your grass and you have to say, nope, don't go there. Your uncle's doing the wheeze there. Gross, disgusting, yucky.
Doing the wheeze. Helen says, most disgusting thing I've ever heard. I would have left. Not normal in your own home. I cannot cope.
And Greg says, great men use the toilet. let's just take one quick voice note on this. We have a message in here. It's from Helen. Let's have a listen.
Hi, guys. In relation to the dilemma, all men do it. Whether they're only dating 2 days, 2 years, 2 minutes, from an early age, boys just would wee anywhere. So I think if this has given her the ick, then maybe he's not for her.
Yeah, but I think circumstances are important.
The public places, I get that. But I'm hand on heart. I've been with Tom many. In fact, I've been married to him 13 years next week, and I can honestly say I've never seen him go out the back garden.
You've never seen him. I think you should text him.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Have you either in your old house or the new house? Have you ever?
Yeah, no, I'll do that, and I'll give you the honest answer after 9 o'clock. No problem. I'm going to be disgusted.